is it Wednesday already? Halfway through the week. That means we help you get over the hump with the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show. Welcome. This is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We're your hosts. I'm Brian Gary, along with Brett Hendricks. Sporting, is that a new Cody Canada shirt?
Yes.
Did you get this when he just played the club?
Yes.
All right. How did that go, by the way?
Man, it was a good time. I actually got to open. Our opener backed out, which we've been having a little bit lately. We kind of talked about this recently with the gas prices the way they are.
Yes.
Yeah, we've had a lot of openers that I've noticed, at least if you're driving more than 5 hours for most groups, it's like, hey, we're out. You know, there's not enough to fill up the van, to fill up the bus, to fill up whatever vehicle you're driving.
No, and I understand it. It's the times we're in right now. I mean, it's hard enough to make a living at music, and when you can't make a living at going to play the gig, it shouldn't cost you money to play.
No, and that's the hard part about it lately for most guys. And I had a lot of fun getting to open for Cody because I first got to play with Cody back when I was like 16 years old. And
oh, yeah?
So it was kind of like almost a 10-year reunion, what would have been a 10-year reunion, because that show, that was the fourth time we rebooked that at Sundance. Because
are
of
you
COVID
kidding?
And just other scheduling conflicts and stuff that had arose. But yeah, it finally happened after really the past year and a half.
Well, it just sounds like it turned out great, though. Okay. Great crowd, great show, and you got to open up, so
yeah.
That had to be cool.
No, yeah, it was definitely fun to get back in that rhythm.
No doubt. Well, it is the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show, and our guest today, tell us, why don't you intro our guest, and what's your connection here, Brett?
So, we got my buddy, Luke Mills, on today, and I'm kind of curious. I didn't know he is over the phone, but he is driving to a gig, just kind of like we were talking about.
Exactly. On the road again. You're living it right now, Luke?
Absolutely. Every day, it seems like, this summer. It's great.
You're just constantly in the Willie Nelson song this summer, huh?
Absolutely. Got the boys here in the truck with me, and we're just all just going one day after another. It's been about, by the time we're done with this summer, we'll have done probably close to 30 shows.
Wow.
That's not bad.
No, that isn't bad. That's definitely keeping active. Now, when you say the guys, now how many of you are rolling around in the vehicle right now?
Well, there's three of us in the truck right now. I got my keyboard player, utility guy, Jimmy Weber, and my drummer, Sam Schrader. Our guitar player actually lives in Gehring, which we're going to be going through, and he's going to meet us in Torrington tonight. So.
Fantastic. Well, the group on the road, I mean, there's got to be great stories that come from that. And do just a thought, when you guys are together, if you're rolling down, do you ever just start throwing out different lines and just start throwing out a song while you're going, thinking this would be good, and you start messing around with it, and it actually turns out?
So far, that hasn't happened for a good many years, at least with this current lineup. We're usually talking about some crazy other stuff. I mean, especially on the long night drives to get to the next gigs. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Coast to Coast AM, but it's the George Norrie and all the alien talk.
Okay,
all
yeah. Literally, my next question was, who's the conspiracy theorist in the group? Because normally that's the guy with the late night talk and scaring the hell out of you before you try to go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say it. I think it's starting to become all of us at this point after this summer.
Everyone is equal contributors to the madness?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think probably our drummer, Sam, probably keeps it the most down to earth. He's a pretty straight shooter and just very analytical. So we appreciate him. He keeps us from going off the rails.
That's normally the opposite.
I was just thinking that is the opposite of what we've heard of drummers. That would be, obviously, you never saw Spinal Tap. It doesn't work that way.
Well, I don't think he's seen Spinal Tap either. So I think he's a very unique character, and we're really glad to have him, though.
Well, that's good. I hope he sticks around longer than the drummers usually did there.
He's listening to me talk right now. He can't hear you guys, but he's got a big grin on his face right now.
Yeah, fair enough. So, Luke, when did you get started in music?
Oh, gosh, man. Well, I've been playing music since I was about 5 years old. I came up in a very musical family, and my parents traveled the whole Midwest. We would travel from church to church to church, you know, and do gospel stuff. And my parents would sing, and my dad would preach. And then at the time, I had two younger brothers. I'm the oldest of five, but the church people would always be like, make the three boys get up there. So we'd be 5, 4, and you know, 2.5, 3, and they'd make us stand there and sing, you know, Jesus Loves Me and all that stuff. So it was, at the time when I was little, I hated it, you know. But now that I've gotten older, I was really fortunate to grow up in a very musical family like that. So,
you know, that is so cool, because so often when you visit with somebody about, you know, when did you get started? Where did you start music? And it is amazing the amount of people who respond with, it was in church. You know, that was the foundation for so many people's first introduction and love of music was singing songs of praise.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. And that's where we got started. And then in school, my mom was always, she was big on the piano at home. We never took piano lessons, but we would always be singing at the house. And then when we got into grade school, we had to do choir. We had to do solos. I ended up for a number of years doing violin.
Wow.
Didn't like it at all because I wanted to play the fiddle like Charlie Daniels, and they don't teach you that in grade school. They teach you Ode to Joy and stuff like that.
Yep.
So I was like, never mind, I'm out. So
that's funny, and that is so accurate too, because people say, what's the difference between a violin and a fiddle?
Exactly.
And what is it?
The simple answer is the style of playing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think Charlie Daniels was ever a violinist. Doug Kershaw, who's very famous around here, the Ragin' Cajun, he had one of the most unique fiddling styles you'd ever see. And talking to him about that, I said, you know, something like, have you ever thought of teaching? He said, would you want somebody like me to teach? You know, when it came down to, you know, his style. But that's what's so cool. When you look at some of the greatest players, some of the greatest artists, some of the greatest musicians, they did things a different way.
Right.
You know, and did it their ways. Which is what stands out.
Yeah. And like, I just flew my son back up here from Texas, and I'm reading Stevie Ray Vaughan's Texas Flood autobiography, but just the biography.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of the same thing, like everything that he did, he self-taught himself. And I kind of followed those footsteps, but I remember going to my first guitar lesson, kind of like Luke said about going and thinking I wanted to learn how to play Charlie Daniels. Mine was, I wanted to learn how to play like SRV, and I remember walking into that first guitar lesson and telling my teacher that, and he literally looked at me, and I will never forget this as long as I live. Son, you gotta crawl before you can fly.
That
was his exact words.
And there's so much truth to that, because everybody wants to fly right away.
Right.
You know, but it takes a long time to get to that point. You took to music at a young age, though, Luke, and it was that church influence that did it. Was that vocally, or did you start picking up instruments at that young age, too?
So, I mean, I was always messing around on the piano. My mom and dad had an old Korg, you know, from the 80s keyboard that I would just kind of fiddle with. I never really knew what I was doing. I did learn to read music for a little bit, but then I'll be honest, I've totally forgotten since then. I play by ear mostly. But I started playing guitar. Well, okay, I better rewind that. I picked up the guitar when my parents would go out on their dates. We lived in Kansas City. And my dad had a 12-string Guild and acoustic guitar. And I was about 11 years old. And when they would go out, I would sneak into my dad's closet and I'd pull out that acoustic guitar case and I'd get it open. And this will tell you how much I knew about guitars. I didn't know what a pick was, so I grabbed a quarter, and I would use a quarter or a penny or a nickel, and probably over the course of about 3 weeks, I managed to break all 12 strings on that thing, and I just kept putting it back without fixing it. I didn't know how to fix it or anything. I thought I was just praying to God that my dad wouldn't find it and yell at me. Well, one night, I put it back, and he came in my room after they got home, and I'd left one of the straps or the latches unlatched, and he figured out I had played it. He brought it into the bedroom and sat it down. He goes, I'll tell you what, I'll restring it. I've been asking for an electric guitar for a long time. And he says, if you can make this 12-string guitar sound good and you can play songs on it, I'll buy you your first electric. So I made it my mission to make that thing sound as good as I could. And I did, so.
That is awesome. I mean, I could tell stories about when my dad was out of town, you know, I would go and break into his liquor cabinet. And I would drink some of his whiskey and fill it with water and hope that he never noticed. You would break into your dad's guitar and play it with a quarter and break all the strings and hope he didn't notice.
Yeah. He totally noticed.
Now, when did you finally discover there was a pick involved?
Probably when I actually started. He got me a little book, you know, and he taught me three chords that he knew. And then I got a little book, and then they gave me a my dad actually found one of the old picks that he kept in his top drawer. I had no idea what a pick was then, you know. So I was like, oh, I'm going to need that. So I that's when he gave me a pick and said, use this and try not to break all the strings again.
Yeah, you know? Okay. That's great. Yeah, look, if you're going to break in my room and mess with my guitar, I better teach you how to do this properly. We are visiting with Luke Mills on his way to a gig, but when we come back, it's time to talk music. I want to dive into the music. I want to hear what Luke's all about. I have not listened to him, but we're going to do that coming up in the next segment. We've got three cuts we're going to play. Luke Mills, our guest today. You're listening to the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1.
What are we, the Velts?
I can't freaking talk. You know this. Welcome back to the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show. My name's Brett Hendricks. We got Brian Gary and my buddy Luke Mills on the phone. We were talking about how Luke got started in music before the break, and now that we're back, Luke, what song we have up first for you that you sent me was this 100 Dozen Roses?
Yeah, That's one of the newest releases from this year. I got to meet up with a producer down in Nashville, Tennessee, named Stokes Nielsen, and man, he's awesome. And funny thing about 100 Dozen Roses is that we almost didn't cut it at all. I wrote it and I with a bunch of like 19 other songs, and I sent them all down to him, and he never responded to any of the songs I sent. So I really was like starting to feel pretty bad, like maybe I just think you're writing songs, you know. And when we got down there, we did a couple of you know, tracks that he had put together and had written with some other guys, one of them being Luke Bryan's main songwriter. And we got done working on those, and he goes, well, now we need to write a song that's you, you know. So we started working on this song called Ride Into the Sun. And we got most of the ideas kind of down and the concept down. And it ended up being, he goes, well, now we just need some really good lyrics for this tune. I go, well, you know what? I think I've got some lyrics. We can recycle some lyrics from this song called 100 Dozen Roses because I think they're really strong. And he just stops right there. He says, what are you talking about? And I go, the song 100 Dozen Roses, it's one of the songs I sent you to check out, but I don't think you liked it. And he goes, dude, I never heard no song called 100 Dozen Roses. And he's got a thick Georgia accent draw, and it was just, he's looking at me like I'm from outer space. And he goes, I want to hear this song. And he looked through his email. He never got my email, I guess. So
wow.
So I played him, like, well, here, see, this is 100 Dozen Roses. And I played it for him right there in the studio, and he took the song we were working on. We're going to keep it, but he wadded up that piece of paper, threw it in the trash, and goes, dude, we're cutting 100 Dozen Roses. He goes, that's country as all get out, you know? So we did. We cut that one the next day, and I'm really proud of it. He helped me write a little bit of the bridge, and then, of course, he produced all the instruments, tracks, and everything. So I'm really proud of it. It came out on February 14th, you know, right on Valentine's Day. And it's been doing really well ever since. So I'm really proud of it.
Now, I'm just curious. What did you do so wrong that you needed 100 Dozen Roses? Shenandoah only needed two.
Well, and a bottle of wine. Yeah.
So how much What's that equivalent? What's the equation on that? One dozen roses
and 20 bottles of wine.
There you go.
Okay. The math, not our strong suit, but let's hear this. This is the one that Luke Mills was talking about. This is Luke Mills and 100 dozen roses on KFKA.
It's Saturday night. You're dressed to kill. You know your baby blue eyes are holding me against my will. There's no way you could know how I feel inside. You got all the right moves and a look that sets me on fire. And 100 dozen roses couldn't show you how I feel. It wouldn't even scratch the surface of this love that is so real. But my heart ain't into lying, and it's as hard as hell. Couldn't show you how I feel. There aren't enough stars in that diamond cut. Sitting on that wedding band, hanging on to your hand by our love. And 100 dozen roses couldn't show me. Of this love that is so real. But my heart ain't into lying, and it's as hard as hell to steal. 100 dozen roses. Oh, 100 dozen roses couldn't show you how I feel. It wouldn't even scratch. Couldn't show you how I feel.
Oh, yeah, that is Luke Mills and 100 dozen roses. Luke, our guest today on the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show. I'm Brian Gary, along with Brett Hendricks, your host. Luke, that is good stuff. I can see why you were told, hey, I want to hear that song by the guy who couldn't talk in Georgia.
Right.
No, that's great. You know, I take notes as I'm listening, and one of the things I wrote down is a hint of a Tom Petty feel.
Yes, a lot of that. In fact, Stokes is a very much a Tom Petty kind of guy.
Yeah, it came through, and I could hear that in there. Another thing I loved was when you went to the second verse, I could feel the audience hand clapping. Along with the way it kicked. Was that something you found in the studio, or did you know that going in?
I think we kind of knew that going in. When I played it acoustic, I have a really unique style of writing songs. I do a lot of my verses, it's really funny, are really kind of palm muted and eighth note or quarter noted, and they're just really simple. And then I open up the guitar on the choruses, you know, full chord opened up, you know, just big sounds. And so I'm always thinking of rhythms and the beat of like what I would like to do with the drums.
Yeah.
And so that little spot there after that first chorus where it kind of stops and then everything cuts out and, you know, there aren't enough stars, that line comes in and then the beat kicks back in. Very much a purposeful thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked that element of it. It brought it in. We just got about a minute before we got a break. But did I hear what could have been a banjo picking in the background, or was that just good guitar work?
Nope, there's a banjo in there. We kept most of the instruments pretty simple on that. You know, it's just bass, drums. There is a little bit of a drum loop, too, that we put in. That hand clapping sound isn't quite actually a hand clap. I'm not really big into the snaps and claps, you know, kind of stuff. I like to keep a nod to the traditional
sure.
country, you know. But no, it really added a lot of depth to the track. And then, yeah, that just the nice guitars and then that little bit of banjo that got put in there, just a really nice touch.
Yeah, actually, because it was just enough. Some people go overkill and it's like, oh, there's a banjo. You know, it's like, wow, that was a cool sound. Was that? Yes, it was. So, yeah, good stuff. All right, Luke, hang with us. We're going to come back. Next up is going to be a song called Heartbeat. When we come back, we'll have Luke tell us about that one, and we'll listen more. Luke Mills, our guest today on the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We are your hosts. I'm Brian Gary, along with my partner, Brett Hendricks. I believe this is our 12th episode. We're 3 months into this now.
That is crazy to think about.
It is.
It feels like we haven't been doing it that long, but like the episodes that we have done have gone so well that we've been doing it for longer than that. But yeah, it's a weird feeling.
It is, yeah. Today's our dozen. All right, now we've got Luke Mills as our guest, who just played song 100 Dozen Roses.
Yeah.
All right, we've reached one dozen episodes, so yeah, there should be some kind of celebration. Shouldn't there have been tequila today?
I wish.
All right. I think it's the proper way to celebrate. We are visiting with Luke Mills, our guest today. Now, you come from, are you Kansas or Nebraska?
I'm from Nebraska. I'm from a little town called Holdridge. No one's probably going to know where that is, but if you know where Kearney, Nebraska is, it's right in the center of the state on I-80, and I'm about 30 miles south and west of Kearney.
Now, has that always been home?
I've been all over the place. I was born in Holdridge. I lived in Kansas City from about 2 years old till about my freshman year of high school. Moved back to the Holdridge area, which is also, there's another town called Alma, Nebraska, next to a lake, right on the Kansas-Nebraska border there. And I graduated from there. But yeah, that whole Alma-Holdridge area, that's home for me. So,
now, when you were growing up there, was this, if your classmates were to predict what was going to happen to Luke Mills, how many do you think would have predicted the path that you're taking, Luke?
You know, when we were in high school, I had two buddies, Shane Moore and Chris File. We had a Christian church band that we played, and we used to go out through high school. We'd play shows, you know, with like the Newsboys and Skillet. Those are Christian big
acts. Oh, yeah, you know? I know them well.
And so that's where our passion. We played a lot more rock and roll then. My family, my dad and his, you know, that side of the Mills family, very much ranchers and farmers. And so I've always had the country aspect, but my buddies would not play country music. And even for a little while, I lied to myself and told myself that, no, I don't like country music either. That stuff stinks, you know. but eventually, you know, the rock and roll touring days stopped. Guys, you know, they want to get married and settle down. And I just, at the time, I just never did, you know. So I just kept going. And then, yeah, there's a big, long story that will probably get us into this next song when we talk about it. But, yeah, it all kind of ties together.
Well, let's do that. Let's talk about this next song, because now I'm intrigued. You just piqued Brett up. He's like, okay, we got to hear more. Tell us this story and how it leads into this song, Heartbreak, or Heartbeat,
or
I'm sorry.
Heartbeat, yeah. No, you're all right. So my band, I was recording out in Columbus, Ohio, and I'd been living there for about 2 months, and was working with a producer named C.R. Pendleton. And I was working on a rock and roll record all by myself. My band members had all quit, and I was like, well, I'm still going to go record a record, you know, and was starting a whole new project. And I was doing the, you know, rock and roll voice, the real raspy, gnarly vocals, and trying to just be a rock and roll guy. And my producer just stops in the middle of the track. He hit stop, and I was still screaming, if you will, in the box. And, in my ears, he just goes, Luke, why don't you just come in here? And so I went into the control room with him, and he turns around in that big producer chair, you know, in front of the soundboard, and he just swivels around, and I'm sitting on that couch, and he goes, man, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm making a rock and roll record. And he's like, no. He's like, what are you doing with your life? He's like, because this just is... It seems like you're just trying too hard. I mean, he just leveled with me. He ended up becoming one of my best friends. But he had to tell me the truth. He goes, this just doesn't work. And I got super bummed right there. And he goes, have you ever thought about making country music? Because your voice, when you're not screaming, he goes, it lends itself to country. And I go, well, I was raised on country. And I go, my dad would love it if I did country, but none of my friends are going to want to play country music with me back in Nebraska. And he goes, well, screw those guys. He was like, let's write a country song. Let's just do it. So we scrapped an entire rock and roll record right then. And we just dove in. And I said, well, you know what? I think I got a song I've been working on. It would be great for country music. It's called Heartbeat. And I hadn't finished it yet. And he goes, well, play it for me. And so I sat down, played it. And at the time, I had been seeing the girl who would become my wife. And I needed a few lyrics to inspire me to get the song finished, you know, with the writing part. And I did that with her in mind. We tracked that song, and Heartbeat has been, to date, my biggest radio song, you know, to date. And it's done me really well, and it's always a fan favorite.
So. Well, let's hear it. That's a great backstory on this one. I want to hear the song that killed a rock and roll record. This is Heartbeat from Luke Mills. Let's hear it.
I love the way your hair falls in your face. I love the way you sound when you say my name. I love the look that you make when you're driving my car. You're so beautiful wherever you are. So I breathe, gotta breathe, gotta breathe. Oh, I breathe. You make my heart beat. Thank you. make my heart beat. You make my heart beat right. You put it in time with yours. You make my heart beat right. You bring me back to life. I want the world to know. You make my heart beat right. You make my heart beat on and on.
Good stuff. That is Luke Mills and Heartbeat. We'll be back with another cut from Luke coming up next on the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We got my buddy Luke Mills on today. Luke, I'm curious. I have yet to get to see your live show or just see you perform live in general, but you just got through talking about how you used to do rock and roll and you scrapped the whole record to make that Heartbeat song we just heard. Do you still do rock and roll in your show? Because I know with my show, we've been doing, you know, Boys of Summer by Don Henley lately. We've been doing the Foo Fighters, Times Like These, and a few other things. Brian Adams, Cut Like a Knife. I mean, I love playing those songs. So I'm curious, do you still throw those things into your set or not?
Yes, absolutely. My favorite all-time rock and roll band is Def Leppard. So we do, you know, some really the big Def Leppard songs every once in a while, just as crowd pleasers. Actually, we as well pull off a Foo Fighters song. We actually do Learn to Fly.
Yep.
Learn to Fly. And it always goes well. People know it. It's a little bit of a different pace in the night. You know, when we're doing our live show, what we like to do is we like to take people on a journey, you know, with that live show. And it's got to have a lot of dynamics. So, you know, starts out really up, we bring it down, we change the direction of the style. I mean, there's obviously a lot of Luke Mills songs, especially with the radio tracks that are getting out there now, but we'll still do a few covers that are just big crowd pleasers, you know, just to keep the fans and the spectators engaged, and then we'll end on our own stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Seems to be going well for us, so, but yeah, rock and roll, man. I still got a big rock and roll passion,
yeah,
for sure.
And I definitely want to hear you go through that sometime, just because, like, it's definitely something that I do the same way that you just talked about your show. Like, you can play all the modern country hits that you want or cover any modern song, but definitely when you go back and you throw a throwback in there, whether it's Def Leppard or Foo Fighters or Tom Petty or whoever, you know,
yeah,
everybody seems to have a respect for it because either their parents knew that song,
yep,
and they loved it growing up, or mm-hmm, they love it themselves.
No,
yeah, absolutely.
Spot on. And by the way, speaking of Def Leppard, they just put out a brand new album, which is actually really good.
I agree.
I'm going to have to check it.
Yeah, did you listen to the new one yet, Luke?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything Def Leppard's ever put out, I know it, like, almost by heart. And the new record's very good. I was really happy to see them do that.
No, I was too. I was thrilled with that. And so many people don't know, country music fans, if you've never checked out Tim McGraw with Def Leppard and Nine Lives, that is a great, great piece.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Now, we just got a few minutes left. Tell us about the last cut we're going to hear, Love Another Day. Tell us the story of this one, Luke.
So this one I didn't write. I was working with a producer named Joshua Olson out of Denver, Colorado. And that guy, him and I have also become really close. And he's just one of those producers that just kind of got me. He listened to my old stuff before we worked on a project together. And he called me up literally after 2 hours of talking with me. He called me up like a half hour later and said, I'm sending you a track that I think really is your song. And so he sent me Love Another Day, and I was blown away that a dude could get into my vein, you know, of style so quickly. And it won me over, and so we cut this song. It was written by a couple guys from Canada, but, man, it just really feels like my song, and I was really happy to do it.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it. Here is Luke Mills and Love Another Day.
Sunny and a little less rain. What I want ain't always what I need, and satisfaction ain't always guaranteed. But the sun comes up and the sun goes down. I breathe in and then I breathe out. Too much good to complain about anything. Yeah, the rough and dry, 'cause it all smooths out. Yeah, that's a fact. I'm gonna kiss your lips with my eyes closed, 'cause we're not promised tomorrow. Till the sun comes up and the sun goes down, I breathe in and then I breathe out. Too much good to complain about. Good to complain about anything. Yeah, I got you and a little man in this cold beer right here in my hand. Every night I thank the man when I pray for one more chance to stay. No, I just can't wait to love another day.
Oh, yeah, that is Luke Mills and Love Another Day. We are back at the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show. Now, Luke, you said that was written by somebody else, but it just felt in your wheelhouse. Let me just tell you, it felt very comfortable for you. But as somebody who's been listening to music all of my life, I can tell you that's impressive, because that is one of those songs that it feels like you've heard it before, but it's one that I know how vocally challenging that one is. The phrasing, yeah, and where you've got to go with your voice. That ain't an easy song to sing, and you made it sound like it is.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It wasn't an easy song to sing, but we really plowed through it, and I love the song so much. And now that I've been doing it for about a year, live, it really comes together. In fact, sometimes I actually do wish I could. You know, when you're an artist, you're never really 100% really satisfied with the end result.
Right.
You always want to change something. And many times I've been, man, I just want to go back and recut that again. But it's already out, and it's doing well, so I'm not going to complain. I'm just going to enjoy it.
Hey, one last question I have is, I know where your roots come from. Do you ever see yourself at some point in time in your career going back and doing an album or a release of gospel music?
Actually, that's really funny that you asked that question. The next producer that I'm going to be working with on a record, we are definitely talking about that down the line. We're probably going to dip into that on the very next record a little bit, but we've contemplated doing a full gospel record again, just because it feels natural. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do completely. It's one of the things I do love about Cody Johnson is every album he includes a song with a gospel touch to it.
Right.
You know, which I can always appreciate. Luke, man, it has been a treat. Really, really enjoyed the music. You have got talent, my friend. Keep driving to every gig, play them, make the people happy, because it's good stuff, man.
Make that gas money.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, for sure. No, I appreciate the time with you guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. Luke Mills, our guest this week. It's the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show. To our fantastic producer, Micah Kilpatrick, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Brett, always a blast, man.
Oh, yeah. We'll see you here next week on the show.
Rocky Mountain Country Music Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.